Around the corner, you will find a case with an illustrated journal. This journal was created by Horace Pippin when he returned from serving the United States during the First World War as part of the 369th Regiment, better known as the Harlem Hellfighters. Pippin referenced his time during the war as the experience which brought out the art in me. It was upon his return from war that he began to pursue art seriously, and the simple forms and compositions presented in this journal represented for Pippin a way to both record and process his wartime experiences. In 62 pages, interspersed with a total of 6 drawings in pencil and crayon, Pippin describes what it was like to be a soldier by emphasizing both the physical and psychological challenges faced by himself and his unit. Sniper attacks, gas bombs, constant shelling, and plane attacks filled his pages. His images feature scenes of soldiers marching by day, a bunker in the forest, a dogfight, troops marching through gunfire, and troops marching through the night. Though Pippin wanted to depict what war looked like, his journal does not directly treat racism. Instead, Pippin's illustrations and words served as a rebuttal to common stereotypes about black men at the time, which depicted them as lazy or passive. He focuses on the extreme conditions black soldiers faced in terms of war, labor, and battle, demonstrating he and his unit as exemplars of American service and bravery. The Hellfighters were commended for their courage during the war in both America and Europe, with the French government awarding them the Croix de Guerre Medal. Pippin served almost exactly 1 year in World War I, being evacuated from the French front in the fall of 1918 after a sniper attack left his right arm unusable. When Pippin returned from the war, he was penniless and unemployable due to his injury. He married and picked up odd jobs to supplement his wife's income. However, despite his injury, Pippin taught himself to paint again. In 1945, he was retroactively awarded the Purple Heart by the U.S. government, and he went on to become one of the most famous African-American artists of all time.